geeks have come a long way from the stereotypical computer programmers of the past to a proud group in society who are shaping the technology that dominates our lives today. However, the future still holds a lot of challenges for geeks.
Well, I wouldn't get upset at anyone who calls me a geek. Often it's relative to who is doing the calling and the labelling. But most of the time, I use that phrase, the geek will inherit the earth. I think geeks, we shouldn't be too fussy about who we include into our club. We're a small enough number that we should allow people in and not be too choosy of who is and who isn't a geek. So I also think there's a very democratic thing about being a geek. There's a lack of hierarchy about being a geek. You may get super geeks and not so super geeks, but I think overall it's quite an embracing, empowering club to be in.
Geekdom, if that's the right word, is often linked with a quintessentially stereotypically male behaviours associated with Asperger's syndrome. So, like most other geeks, I've probably got a little bit of Asperger's syndrome, and I certainly recognise some of those qualities in myself. So I'll put things in order, and I'll be quite thorough in doing research and things, and I remember a lot of facts and that sort of thing. And I think those kind of qualities that people with Asperger's syndrome tend to have, I think are probably fairly common in geeks. But I think as the definition of geekdom changes in our modern society, perhaps that's becoming a little bit less necessary, that people can find interest in an understanding of science and technology without being an Asperger's type geek.
I think that what we're probably going to see, and what we're probably already seeing to some extent, is that people are accepting that there are different kinds of geeks, and we might see this broken down as people make a distinction between geek or nerd and dork or whatever. I interview a lot of people who make those kind of distinctions in my research, saying like, oh, it's okay to be a geek. Geeks are good at this and this and this, but nerds don't have social skills and stuff like that. And I think that people will try to change the definitions of words and kind of reify the definitions of words to make distinctions between different groups of people. And I think that one of the major distinctions that we'll see is this idea of like the sort of the hip geek, the one who can be, good at what these different hobbies and interests and careers that we used to stereotype. But I think that there's going to be still that sort of social category that people perceive of, the person who's completely obsessed with their technology or their area of fandom or whatever.
I certainly think that there is a reclaiming pleasure in the term geek, that while for many people they would see it as an insult to describe someone as a geek, a true geek will accept that term and would really have a kind of quiet badge of honour and feeling of pride in being called that. I think it's one of the great things about being a geek and accepting that you are a geek is that you can laugh off those accusations because it empowers you rather than does you any damage. I think being a geek has changed in many ways over the last 20 years. I think the internet has been the big difference. It's been able to kind of codify and unify us to some extent as a kind of social group. 20 years ago, it was probably you and a few mates who sat around watching Star Wars or Star Trek and, loving Uhuru or Princess Leia. Now it's different because it's articulated on more of a global stage because you've got the internet to connect people via social networks and social groups and special interests. You've got the media, which has awoken to the power of the geek in many ways with television programs today, like Chuck, for example, which probably wouldn't have been made 20 years ago because the idea that there was a mainstream mass market interest in a very geeky character like that probably wouldn't have been considered. But now, it's no problem. There's a kind of commercial value about being a geek, but there's enough of us that have been unified through things like the internet that people can capitalize on that and make money. So that's probably the biggest difference, is a kind of a social acceptance in terms of commercialism and commoditizing what it means to be a geek, but also the ability to connect other people with like-minded interests, no matter what aspects of your geekiness that is.
So there we have it, a better understanding of the geek world. So remember, whilst you may not be a geek yourself, embrace your inner geek, and remember that the world wouldn't be the place it is today without them. They're some of the most passionate people the Earth has to offer, and are constantly innovating the ideas of tomorrow. I'm Stuart Pask, a geek and proud. You've been listening to Understanding the Geek.